One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when he was a child, someone would talk to him. Someone no one else could see, and it followed him throughout his life. Who was it? An ancient demon that had haunted his family for generations?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. And Carol, I gotta say, you really gotta look out for the ancient demons that have been haunting families for years. I have a
That's
couple of those.
That's the last thing I want.
You gotta, you know, we have their names inscribed in the side of our wall with holy water, and it's like they're, you know, it's a protective thing, but you never want to have anything get in and break that glass and let the demons out, because then I'd say all hell breaks loose. It's just not a fun thing. It looks like someone had a party.
The problem with you in that scenario is you have a daughter who would break the glass just to see.
Just to see what happens, you know, and
exactly.
I have a lot of pets too. So if that existed, I could see them accidentally breaking it. And oh, who let the demons out again?
The demons out. Who?
Exactly. That we could make a little song of it and be a real fun music video. Be very much trending today, considering most of the music videos have basically all satanic themes. So, I'm just trending. That's all I'm doing. I'm just kind of going along with it.
Go ahead, say Sam Smith.
Well, Sam Smith, there's a ton. I mean, it's like weird.
Christians just hate him these days, I'm telling you.
What is up with all the satanic everything in like music? I mean, I know there's been to a certain extent, but now it's like very much in vogue, and it's kind of creepy. It is creepy. It's weird. Why? What happened to just like performances and art that didn't like somehow seem like they were some sort of sacrifice to Beelzebub?
I think that people try to do whatever it takes to get attention.
Yeah.
Or to reinvent themselves or to outrage people. For a long time it was sex, and then it's like, Okay, well, we really can't do any more than we're doing and wear any less than I'm wearing. So then you go to something different. How about demons?
It's just like, do you have that little of talent that you need to go to these extremes? Because people who are, and the thing is, a lot of these people who are doing it really are quite talented. It's just like, why not focus on that and your talent and your skill, not all of the scenery that makes it look like you're in hell with all the demonic symbolism and everything? It's just kind of, I don't know, turns some people off.
Wasn't it like in the 80s, maybe they had these congressional hearings? It was Al Gore's wife, whatever her name was.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
I think she's still alive. I don't know. As soon as I said that,
she's a lizard. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
They had like all of these rock albums with satanic messages, and they had congressional hearings over that.
I'll tell you what, they were never like they are today. I mean, today I think it's like, 100-fold. And you always had like your dark metal bands that were doing that sort of stuff. That was kind of a thing. But it was like, this is like mainstream pop. It's like, it's all Satan'd out now. And I don't know. It just seems like, why? Like, why? I don't get it. I don't understand what the attraction here is or why this is like.
Well, because obviously Sam Smith has sold his soul to the devil, and in exchange for fame, he has decided to really embrace it and promote the devil.
Well, you know, that's, I'll tell you what, it didn't come with any good fashion tips. I'll tell you that much for Sam Smith.
Oh my God. No.
Sam Smith could use a good satanic designer if that's the route that he's gone down, because it's like, what are you wearing today?
Like, I'm with you on that. I'm with you. I'm like, I don't get it.
And it's I don't care what your persuasion is, what anything is, but it's just, no matter who you are, like, this kind of looks weird. Kind of looks like you went to the children's store and bought sparkling stuff and you're trying to wear it as an adult. It's just kind of like,
and I'm all about like whatever shape you are or shape you are in, that's your business. I'm not here to judge you, but I just think that I don't understand. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't understand his fashion choices.
Yeah, it's just look, wear something that looks good on you. That I don't think that's a crazy thing to say, but what looks good on one to another is not blah 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 blah. So anyway, well,
maybe it's the, you know, there's probably not a lot of demonic fashion designers. So
I would actually tend to disagree with that. I mean, Balenciaga. I would say if you're dabbling in Satan quite a bit, you probably actually have quite a few who could help you out with your fashion choices.
I have thought about that. Good point.
Probably
good point.
One of the higher industries with a satanic group that is behind it than anything else.
Which will also, that, you know, that's the whole industry. Yeah. Like, they're out to outrage and you to question things. You know, and art is that way. Sure. But I just find it kind of strange. Sam, I'm with you.
Sam, you're in the wrong parts of Satanism. You got to get to the fashion folks. They can help you since you're going down that road. So just saying. Back to our conversation in just a moment. First, I want to thank our supporter today, NutriSense. That is actually the sound of the NutriSense biosensor that I've been wearing. With NutriSense, it's really amazing. I've learned some very interesting things about my food and drink choices and how it all affects my body. And also how sleep, exercise, stress, all of that exercise plays a big role in my health as well. Your glucose levels can significantly impact how your body and mind feels and functions. NutriSense lets you analyze your glucose levels in real time in response to food, exercise, stress, sleep. It's been, like I said, very fascinating to see my results and see what I need to do different to feel my best all the time. NutriSense includes 1 month of free board-certified nutritionist guidance and support. My nutritionist has been super helpful going over the results, the data, and answering any questions I have so I can fully understand what exactly this system is, how it works, and what I can do to make it work best for me. It keeps me accountable by messaging me when I'm going off my plan. It's kind of nice. Yes, NutriSense has helped me take better choices into account about what I eat. NutriSense has really helped put in perspective for me what I need to do to feel my best in terms of losing weight, mental acuity, physical fitness, all of that. It can do the same for you too. Start decoding your body's messages and pave the way for a healthier life. Visit NutriSense.com/ghost and get $30 off your first month and 1 month of board-certified nutritionist support. When they ask how you learned about NutriSense, make sure you tell them it was the Real Ghost Stories Online podcast. Let's go to our first caller. Hi.
Ahmed, I'm calling from Bangladesh. I'm a big fan of your podcast. I would like to share my story. Since I was around 5 or 6 years old, this started to happen to me, actually. I would like to say that I've lost a brother and sister to ALS. And maybe it was supernatural, maybe because of losing two siblings acted as a trauma to me and to my family. Maybe it was all hallucinations. But this is not it. That's the beginning. I used to see someone I'm from a Muslim family, and I used to see a person coming to me when I'm whenever I'm alone, and he used to talk to me. He used to wear the traditional Arabic or Muslim attire. He had a beard, and he looked quite saintly, and it started to happen quite frequent. The thing is that I used to tell all about those things to my parents, and they first usually laughed it off. And eventually what happened is that things started to progress beyond that. And my parents decided that this isn't normal. I used to say things that I shouldn't know about, and I used to see him where no one else saw him. So eventually they sought the help of an imam. An imam is an Islamic scholar, basically, a preacher. So supposedly he used to be quite good at handling supernatural things. What surprised me is that imam did not know anything about my family. And he spoke with me for a few minutes. I never told him about my brother and sister's demise. But eventually, somehow, he knew. He knew the situation. Then he told my parents that the demon, which actually haunted my brother and sister and caused their premature demise, is after me as well, is haunting me. So he prescribed some verses which would be put in a talisman and around my neck, and he asked me never ever to remove them. So I never did. Fast forward like 10 years from that, you know, I was a teenager, and I usually lost my faith in those kind of stuff, and I got rid of those talismans and whatever. And I started to face some really weird things, like knock on my window, scratches on my window door, especially in the middle of the night. And I used to have horrific nightmares. I mean, nightmares which would actually defy any horror movies. Then I started to wear those talisman again. And then fast forward 10 years from that, I was in college. I graduated from college. And same thing started to happen again. Same things. Like in the middle of the night, right, like at 3 a.m. in the morning, they would scratch. You know, I would hear scratches and noises. And this time I started to hear grunts. And that's not it. I got engaged to my longtime girlfriend by then, and she started seeing things, even though I never shared anything with her, and she never believed in any kind of supernatural things. She started seeing weird, really weird things. And again, we sought the help of an imam, and the thing is that he said, the demon which actually has been haunting me, it follows a specific bloodline. Most likely, it started haunting like generations ago through my mother's bloodline. And it haunts generation after generation after generation. And there's nothing we could do except to keep it away. So I started wearing the talisman again. Now, fast forward a few years down the road, now I'm a married man, and again, I actually decided to get rid of those talismans because, you know, I thought you know, I was just imagining things. Maybe I've been hearing all those demonic stories and all those ghost stories from childhood, and maybe those are manifesting as hallucinations. But it's not. It's not. And same thing started to happen a few months back. Again, I'm wearing the talisman. And right now, you know, I believe that the thing which is haunting me, I did some research on it, is that, believe it or not, there was this movie called The Conjuring 2, that the which is about a demon, an ancient demon, which it takes the religious attire of the person whom that demon is haunting. Suppose if the demon is haunting a Christian person, it would take a Christian attire of a nun. And in my case, it took the attire of a Muslim imam. He was wearing the Arabic, you know, or Muslim dress. But it's an ancient demon, and it's been haunting people for thousands of years, and it has many names, many names. And it's the differences between normal ghosts and demons is that the ghosts were once human. These were never humans. They have been haunting human beings for eons. And they have existed for a long, long, long time. And the thing is that what I find most depressing is that perhaps there's nothing I could do to actually permanently get rid of it. Because once I get rid of the talismans, And the prayers that I have to recite every night, if I stop doing it, it will come back again. And the thing is that it's not a good feeling that you cannot get rid of something like this. And perhaps my future generation would be affected by this or haunted by this demon. And that sheer thought terrifies me. So, Tony, thank you very much for listening to my story, and keep up the good work. I'm a very big fan. Thank you. I enjoy your podcast.
Well, it's kind of horrifying of the idea that, you know, you got to, at the same time, there's some control there. So I got to say that it feels like he has a way to keep it at arm's length. But if he fails to do that, it doesn't seem like it's all that fun.
You know, and I don't know how many times, like two or three times he said that he quit using those talismans and it came back. And it kind of reminds me of, like, if you have a chronic illness and you have to take the medication every day because it's just part of your life now.
Mm-hmm.
You are now diabetic and you need insulin every day or whatever it might be. It kind of reminds me of that. Like, okay, if you have to do this to keep it away, do it. Don't like do it for a while and then quit and then it comes back and go, oh crap. You know, just I would say you don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So just like take a medicine every day. You got to do your things and say your prayers every day. But wouldn't it be weird if you were told that
yeah.
it was a generational demon, which would be unnerving. And then you get married and it's like, you know, I want to have kids.
By the way, honey, I hope you know if we have kids, they're going to be haunted by this talisman. You know, what do you think?
Yeah, it might, you know, might have an okay childhood or might not.
Yeah, might be a difficult might conversation. Like, oh, calamari, that looks great on the menu. Hey, you know, we've talked about having kids. I got to tell you this. I have demons that follow my whole family around, like historically for a very long time. It's an ancient one. So it's been around for a while, knows his stuff. Sometimes when he possesses Aunt Edna correctly, she makes the best spinach dip, but it's only when she's possessed. So we kind of, sometimes we like to, you know, wave around, put upside down crucifixes in her house right before Christmas. And then she has the spinach dip. You're like, all right, you know, she's great. Her eyes blink the wrong way. But they're really, it's good spinach dip. Anyway.
But it's okay.
Anyway, what do you think? Should we reproduce?
Because, you know, it's okay. So it's a little bit bad. But at the same time, sometimes you get good spinach dip.
You get spinach dip.
Make it all with it.
I bet we could have her get possessed and teach our possessed children how to make the spinach dip, too. And
so there's good.
Yeah,
there's some good things.
It's a kind of a glass half full, glass half empty thing. Yeah, it depends how you look at it. But
I just don't, you know, I couldn't even imagine like that whole story. It, living like that, and man, it, just one good demonic interaction would have me on this. I'd be doing my prayers every night. What? Tell me what to do, where to sign up. I got this.
If only Purdue Pharma could come up with some sort of a drug to help with this, you know, like they have with so many other things in our world that's worked out so well.
So helpful, that Sackler family.
Yeah, get the Sackler family involved. I'm sure all of your problems will be solved right then and there. We make the ghosts go away. Turns you into one.
Won't remember anything.
You won't be here to remember anything. Love the Sacklers. All right. If you like the show, be sure to become a supporter of it. Sign up patreon.com/realghoststories or on our premium channel on Apple Podcasts. Get bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of it there for you right now. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.